The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're following up an incident we've been reporting on this morning that happened last night at the Red Roof Inn in Amherst. Joining me live, Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo. Lindsay, good morning. Thank you for taking the time. What is your understanding of what happened at the Red Roof Inn last night in Amherst?
It's my understanding that there were three victims. I don't have any information that isn't out there publicly already, but I understand that there were three victims of a stabbing, and it's just a terrible thing to see. You know, we shouldn't be having this happening in our community.
And it should be pointed out, the Red Roof Inn is one of three local hotels that's been housing migrants from New York City for some time, right?
Correct. It's my understanding that it is one of the hotels that has been housing migrants and the asylum seekers. And it's not, unfortunately, the first time that we've seen violence happening within this community. And it's unfortunate that it's happened again.
All right. Stabbing is the latest incident. Can you recall what some of the other incidents involved?
I believe there has been a rape, and then there have been some other violent incidents that have happened. It's really unfortunate. We know that this is going on in our community. We don't know enough about, the situations and how we can prevent them. And we need to do better as a community.
What happens now? The legislature will obviously look at this, right, because it's a public safety threat?
It is. The Amherst Police Department, it appears, is dealing with the situation. I think it's a larger conversation that we need to have at the county legislature about how these migrant communities, the impact that they're having on our community as a whole. We did have a change last Tuesday, and I think we're going to see changes coming at the federal level when it comes to immigration policy, and these things trickle down. At the Erie County level, we don't set immigration policy, not even at the state level, but I'm hoping that we can see some changes that will prevent incidents like this from happening in our community.
You know, in this particular incident from last evening, a juvenile, female juvenile, was injured in the stabbing. Two adults were wounded, defensive wounds from this incident. A 23-year-old who was a resident of the hotel is charged. What happens to him? Is it your understanding that does anything happen with his asylum process because of the charge?
I'm not sure what would happen with his asylum process. I know when there have been incidents in the past and the arrests have been made that the criminals have been held in the Erie County Holding Center and they go through, a trial. It costs the taxpayers, the more people that we're putting into our system and into the holding center, that's costing taxpayers every day. It's just a terrible thing to think about, that a child was attacked. And, like you said, it's two other adults that were attacked, but it's a 27-year-old and a 32-year-old. These are just young people trying to it's a terrible thing.
DACO is the agency that's overseeing the migrants that are here. Their contract with New York City expires December 31st. Do you know what that means for the migrants that are here?
Technically, as of right now, it's my understanding that they would be leaving the Buffalo area, but we don't have a lot of information. If we can say anything for sure about how this has been handled with the county and with the local level, it's that we aren't told anything until the last minute. We find out, unfortunately, at the same time that the news organizations find out. I don't know what the state is going to do. I mean, we have these people here now. I don't know how you uplift uplift them and move them. But those contracts are expiring from New York City. I don't know if they'll be renewed, but unfortunately we need more communication on this, and we aren't hearing anything from New York City.
Lindsay, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.